This week, victims of priest abuse and the Archdiocese of Boston sealed an $85 million settlement. This scandal primarily has been focused on men who were abused by priests when they were children. But of the 552 plaintiffs in the settlement, lawyers estimate 5% are female victims. Researchers and victims' advocates estimate that as many as 50% of clergy abuse survivors are women. Monica Brady Meyerhoff reports from member station WBUR in Boston.
At a protest last spring in front of Boston's Cathedral of the Holy Cross, Anne Hagen Webb stood surrounded by homemade signs calling for truth from the church. Through a bullhorn, she rallied the crowd.
I ask you to pray for yourselves, for your healing from this terrible betrayal. But do not pray without action.
Webb, like many other female victims of clergy abuse, is speaking publicly to let people know priests also preyed on little girls. Webb was in kindergarten in Rhode Island when her grandfather's best friend, a priest, began paying special attention to her.
He would just call me out of class during school to come over to the rectory to help, and no one questioned it. I was one of the smartest kids in the class, of a small class, and so it seemed natural that I would go, and because of his connection to my grandfather, it apparently seemed natural to do that.
Webb says the priest raped her over a period of 8 years. She felt too ashamed to tell anyone. Webb is now the New England coordinator of SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. SNAP estimates between 30% and 50% of its members are female. Women have a lower profile because they say they're more likely to seek therapy than file a lawsuit. Susan Gallagher says she and her brother were both abused by a priest for many years. Gallagher's mother was raising 7 children alone and appreciated the priest's attention to her children. Like many female victims, Gallagher says she could never tell her mother what was happening.
You couldn't articulate it because it would be accusing her of failing to take care of us, which is the truth, but which would be too painful to accuse her of.
Gallagher never filed a lawsuit. In fact, lawyers say women file far fewer clergy abuse lawsuits than men. Webb, who is also a psychologist, says that may be because female abuse victims are often accused of provoking the abuse.
When the cases go to court, they are asked in their depositions, what did they have on? What did they do to seduce the priest? Which is ridiculous. They never ask boy victims what they had on. I think that women don't come forward because we're afraid we will be blamed for the abuse. I think men don't come forward because they're embarrassed that they allowed it to happen to themselves.
The church has treated sexual abuse differently with girls than with boys, according to psychotherapist and former priest Richard Sipe. He studied church documents from the Middle Ages that talk about the sin of homosexual activity, especially with minor boys. Sipe says the documents say little about sex with girls.
Because the Catholic Church teaches that sex between men and women is normal. So the church has always considered activity with a young girl as a variant on the normal.
Female victims say the Catholic Church has been slower to defrock priests accused of molesting girls, even when they've been convicted of rape. Both men and women cite protecting children as a strong motivator for breaking their silence. But Gallagher says women often say it's the primary reason they choose to speak about their abuse.
I've never heard a female victim who didn't say that. I mean, it is not because you want to get revenge against the people, not because you want to get money out of a lawsuit, but because you want to protect other children.
Gallagher says maybe women would get more attention from the church and the media if they litigated more. These women say they'll continue to speak out because they want to prevent future instances of sexual abuse. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.